if any of you literati here this morning, well read people can identify the following quote. Who said this and to whom was it said? And there's no prize, sorry. Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Got 5 seconds. Callum? C.S. Lewis, and in whose mouth did he put these words? Mr. Beaver, yeah, absolutely. This is from C.S. Lewis's great story, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And this is Mr. Beaver speaking to the four children who had found themselves in Narnia. And he's describing Aslan. Aslan is the king of Narnia, and he's been displaced by a pretender who is the White Witch. And what Mr. Beaver is saying here is that Aslan, the great king, who they will see in the process of time, is not safe. In other words, he's of awesome power. You don't mess with him. But he's also good. So the only people who really need to be afraid of Aslan are his enemies, like the White Witch and her cronies. And he is the king, the rightful king of that fanciful kingdom of Narnia. Now, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is a very thinly disguised allegory of the Christian story, the conflict between Christ and Satan. And Aslan is a very, very thinly disguised picture of Christ himself. And as I was thinking of what I would say to you this morning, you may remember that we're kind of going through Mark's gospel and hitting some of the edited highlights of that amazing gospel. And Mark at the beginning says that his gospel is the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we've hit some of the highlights which have confirmed that in our minds, that Jesus is the Son of God, and he's portrayed very clearly as such in this great gospel. I want to come to a huge chunk of Mark's gospel today, so I'm not going to read it to you. It's Mark chapters 9 and 10. I suggest you read it again this afternoon. It won't take you that long, and there are some amazing things there. And as we go through these two chapters quickly this morning, hitting some of the highlights, I want you to keep in mind Mr. Beaver's words to the four children in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. He said, of course he isn't safe, but he's good, and he's the king, I tell you. So he isn't safe, he's good, and he's the king. And these three things, I think we can perhaps see as we fly through Mark 9 and 10, these three descriptions of the Son of God. So that's what we're looking at today, three descriptions of the Son of God, and we're keeping in mind Mr. Beaver's words, or the words of C.S. Lewis put into Mr. Beaver's mouth. The first description, of course, is, of course, he isn't safe. And the idea is that he's of amazing power. You don't mess with Aslan, and you don't mess with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Mark chapter 9, the first story that we come to is the amazing story of the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you, I'm sure, will be familiar with the story, but let me just fill in a few details for you. Jesus went up this high mountain with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. And many people think that this mountain is Mount Hermon, northern part of Israel on the border between Lebanon and Syria. It's about, I don't know, 2,800 meters. It's kind of got snow on it quite a lot of the time. And so it is a high mountain. And when he was there, what the NIV says is that his clothes they shone with an unearthly brilliance, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. So that's really dazzling white. So that's the first thing that the disciples saw. They saw Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Jesus they'd gone around with, and he was shining with this brightness and this unearthly glory. And if that didn't freak them out, he's not safe to be around, okay? He suddenly turns into this glowing figure on the top of the mountain. Next thing that happens is that Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus. Now, that may not seem a very strange thing to us, but Moses had died in about 1800 BC. Okay, so it's 2,000 years earlier. You know, Moses is dead. And that there he is with Jesus. And Elijah had been taken to heaven in the whirlwind, I don't know, 1,500 years earlier. And there they were standing with Jesus. So he's not safe to be around. First thing that happens is glory shines out. Next thing, there's Moses. He's been dead for centuries. And Elijah has been in heaven for centuries. And there they are with Jesus. So what did the disciples do? Well, you can just imagine, you know what happens. What do you do when you're terrified? You start you either go completely silent, or else you start just chattering nonsense, counting ceiling panels and saying, oh, look at the roof is so nice in here, isn't it? You're just kind of terrified. And that's exactly what Peter did. He said, oh, Master, it's great for us to be here. Let's build 3 shelters. I don't know what he's thinking of. Is it kind of like, shelters to keep off the wind and the rain, or just like little tents, let's camp here, or I don't know what he's thinking of. It's just, he's terrified. And if that's not bad enough, the next thing that happens is that they're engulfed in this thick cloud. That's pretty scary. And then out of the cloud, they hear the voice of God. Now, what would it be like to hear the voice of God? Actually hear the voice of God? I can't imagine what it was like. Moses heard the voice of God, and he tells us, and it's quoted in Hebrews, that what Moses said was, and in the Authorized Version, I quite like the way it's put, it says, I exceedingly fear and quake. Get the picture? Scared out of his sandals. So this is what the disciples are experiencing in the presence of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, however, later on in life, as an old man reflecting on this, puts it in a much more a tranquil and beautiful sort of way when he says, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And Peter uses that as a way of adding authority to the teaching of the apostles. He says, these are not made up stories. We were there. We were on the mountain. We saw him. We saw the glorious appearance. We saw Moses and Elijah. We heard the voice of God. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Is he safe? He is not safe to be around. He is terrifying when his godness shines through.